Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. Thank you for being here with me again. I am so happy to be back here after a week of a very busy schedule because of the event that I was preparing last weekend for my annual birthday masquerade ball. The amount of craziness last weekend was literally crazy. There was a typhoon during the weekend, and obviously, a lot of my guests canceled attending, and during the night, it wasn't really that raining much. At the end of the day, I was able to successfully celebrate my 42nd birthday. So I'm truly grateful to all the friends and to all the people who came last Saturday night. I may have told some of my friends and guests about doing events. It has been challenging for me, and for the past more than 10 years, I've been hosting, I've been organizing, and doing a lot of socializing. Since the pandemic happened, I obviously didn't do any events. I wasn't even sure if it's the right timing to go back and host another event for this year while the pandemic is still going on. The venue that I hosted my birthday ball also held several years ago is the same place, which was the Pasella Grande in Shibuya. And they're known for karaoke and hotels here in Japan. I am so grateful for their understanding about the situations. And the staffs were really attentive and did the precautions really well in checking each and every guest. I am truly grateful for all the friends. Even in the midst of pandemic, typhoon, they still showed up and showed the love and support. It reminded me of the event that I did many years ago when the March 2011 big earthquake happened here in Japan, and we did a charity event the following month. Friends will be there for you and support you, which really meant a lot to me, and I'm really grateful for that. So going back to what I'm trying to say earlier, this last event last weekend will probably be the last event for me to host and not organize for a while. It is not easy to say this because I've been in the industry for such a long time and I love making people happy. So it is really tough for me to decide and focus my energy more on doing other new things and new projects, such as this podcasting. I think I will be able to bring you more interesting topics every week if I put my energy more by doing the podcast. If you have friends who is working in the event industry, in the nightlife industry, please support them as much as you can because it's really tough for them. And I know that firsthand because I am experiencing it as well. And I'm just lucky to have people that supports me and understands my situation and to be able to get new projects that I can focus on. So please support your friends. They really need your supports. All of us care about each other. Since I turned 42 this year, I've thought about writing down 42 lessons, some of the most important lessons I have learned in my 42 years of living my life. So here you go. Number one, choose your words wisely, especially when you're talking to yourself. That's the first step that you probably have to be aware of. Learn how to be aware of the words that you speak to yourself. Second one is always trust your instincts. Most of the time, your instincts will tell you what's the best decision you have to do. Number three, be your most authentic self. Don't wear a mask and portray of somebody else. Always have to be true to yourself. Number four, read good books. Never stop learning. And you should definitely do it every day. You don't have to finish a book a day, but as long as you keep doing that consistently, in a week, you'll be able to finish one book. Number five, journaling every day is a good reminder. It is so important to write down things that happen to you in a day. I remember doing diaries back when I think it was my elementary and high school days when I used to do diaries, and I loved doing it. Number six, gratitude, positivity, and appreciation are some of the most important qualities you have to incorporate in your daily life. And trust me, once you do this, it will change your life for the better. Number seven, giving to charity or helping someone coming from your heart can give you back more. And the feeling after accomplishing is so powerful that it makes us very happy. Number eight, sprinkle kindness wherever you go, as I always say at the end of my podcast, because I believe that kindness is one of the most important things that we need to have in our personalities. Kindness and caring is so contagious. You should definitely apply it to yourself and the way you treat others, even the smallest things. I have learned to appreciate any things. Number nine, meditation is the new way of connecting to your higher self or praying. I am a Catholic and I wasn't really of a religious person, but this past few years, I started meditation. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to attend mass in order for me to balance my spirituality. So with that, I can do meditation wherever I can. But most of the time, I do it at home during the morning before I start my day. Trust me, guys. When you start your meditation in the morning, many blessings happens. Number 10, respect all the creatures in this planet with love, whether it's animals, nature, or people. Number 11, dogs will always be our best friend forever. If you have the chance to adopt or have a dog or even any other pets, you should definitely do it. It will teach you so many things in life. Number 12, wake up as early as you can. Make your daily morning rituals that will empower your day. I always ask my guests what's their morning rituals, right? Because I believe if you have the right morning rituals every day, it will change your life for the better. Number 13, drugs and alcohol will only kill you, will make your life miserable. So never do drugs and never be an alcoholic. Number 14, life is always evolving. We must learn how to embrace change. So for example, this, our situation right now with the COVID-19, we have to live in a new world where we have to accept the fact that we cannot be back to normal that we used to know. Number 15, don't you ever give up. I'll say it once again, don't you ever give up. There's always a positive side to everything. Number 16, be the best version of yourself every day. It's like upgrading your phone, your computer. So every day, upgrading yourself will improve your life more, even better. Number 17, make peace with your past so you can move on with your life. Learn how to forgive. This has been one of the most toughest with all the past that happened to me, but it was all worth it. Because I can move on with my life, not worrying about being attached to my past. Number 18, not everyone is your friend. Invest in those who invest in you. You heard me right. I have thousands of friends on Facebook. They're not all my friends. Once you're aware of the people around you, you will eventually figure out who to trust and who to invest your time. Number 19, some people are only in your life for a season. Some friends will be there for you in good times, Some friends will be there for you in hard times, but it's definitely rare to find one who is there for you both. Number 20, learn how to not push things. Just let it be. If it's meant to happen, it will. Number 21, any exercise is a must to do. Whatever exercise, it doesn't matter. As long as you move every day is the most important thing. Whether it's yoga, going to the gym, swimming, jogging, or even just walking, it will definitely make a change. Number 22, money can bring out the worst in people. I think most of us has probably experienced this scenarios of people that we encounter because of money. My advice, befriend with the money, not with that person. Number 23, practice being resilient and smile often as you can. One of the best things I've learned living here in Japan is being resilient, because Japanese people are very resilient people. Use your unique gifts, talents, and strengths to contribute in making our world a better place. Each and every one of us has unique gifts and talents. Let's all use it for good. Number 25, it's never too late for anything. You can always start and refresh. Number 26, we don't need many stuffs. Learn how to consume less. I've read this book entitled The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo, and it changed my life for the better. Also, it seems the new trend now is being a minimalist, so we should definitely go with the flow. Number 27, all the struggles coming to us is meant to happen, and we can overcome them all. Number 28, treat yourself to the most luxurious spa every once in a while. Well, I guess that's me. I love treating myself to the luxury of spas. Treat yourself well. You deserve it. Number 29, nature therapy can cure us. Most of us live in a very polluted area now. Sometimes we need to recharge ourselves. So go with the nature. Go to the beach. Go hiking in the mountains. Spend time with nature. It will recharge you and boost you 100%. Number 30, buy real flowers to yourself and have it display in your favorite flower vase. It will boost up your mood. Seeing a flower in my house every day, it just makes me smile. Number 31, everything happens for a reason. You don't have to find the reason why it happened now, but eventually it will let you know later in life. Number 32, take scarcity mindset and fear off your lists. You don't have to do it all at the same time. And that's what I did. I did one at a time, and I was able to overcome all the fears that I had in my life. Number 33, in life, there's ups and downs. You always learn from it. There's no such a perfect life. Number 34, not everyone is going to like you. It doesn't matter as long as you love yourself more than anything. If no one likes you on your Facebook or any of your social media accounts, press that like button for you. Number 35, learn the basic nutritions and know where your food is coming from. This is so important for us to learn now, because we don't even know where our food is coming from. And I think not many people care about this. So start researching, and also incorporate diets in your life. Diets and fasting are some of the most powerful practices that we can do in order to balance our health. Number 36, taking acting classes will double boost up your self-confidence. I started taking acting classes last year, so it's been a year now. And I tell you, the amount of confidence that I have now compared back then is so different. Number 37, when you feel like dancing, go for it without any hesitations. I used to think people will think I'm weird if I dance randomly, but now I don't care. I'll dance whenever I want to. I love dancing. Number 38, work on your relationships with your parents and family. And I am still working on my relationships with my family. It's been really interesting to learn more about where your family is coming from, or where your ancestors or your past coming from. Number 39, find a perfect partner to travel with. I traveled with some of my friends, and to have the same things that you like doing. It's a lot of energy that we have to use. So be careful on who you travel with and make sure that you are traveling with the right person. Number 40, personal hygiene is very important. We should all look after ourselves. And also brushing your teeth every day, every meal that you have in a day. Number 41, signs and miracles happens every day. Believe in the magic of the universe. And lastly, find your own mentor or life coach like me. It's important to have people that will guide you through your life. Many people already reach your goals, so why not just go and follow those people? And that's what I've been doing. I have several mentors that I always ask if I need advices. So I hope you guys like what I shared today, and I hope you get something out of the lessons that I've learned in my life. I hope you can incorporate that in your life too. Maybe try doing that this week or starting from tomorrow. I just genuinely want you, my listeners, to feel some positivity so we can all thrive every day. I believe I have some of the most kindest and sincere people listening to my podcast every week and been supporting my journey. So many of you have seen my life change wonderfully, and I wish the same for you. A new segment on the Breakfast with Tiffany show is I am going to read every week one particular comment or review that you listeners have sent me or wrote in the Apple Podcast reviews. And for our first review that I'm going to read on the show is coming from Rena Rilan all the way from London. Here is her message. Tiffany has been an inspiring and empowering woman, not only for me, but for everyone. While our world is going through some transformation, facing many challenges, I feel it is moment to step back and look where we are and see this as an opportunity to reflect our thoughts, actions more with love, which is the most powerful source of energy we all have, need, and can give to others. Our society has been teaching us to think in certain ways and to judge ourselves by the measurement of others, when actually each individual are different, and that makes the world more beautiful. We need more humanity in this world with love and compassion that actually brings more peace. Tiffany has been taking a leading role by expressing herself, applying her experiences, choosing topic to share with the listeners that is fun and interesting with so much love. From a Tiffany Rosdale listener fan, Rena. Thank you so much, Rena. That is just amazing. To my listeners, Rena is one of a friend, and I met her back more than 5 years ago here in Tokyo before she moved to London. Rena used to be a VJ for MTV Japan. Back then when I used to watch MTV, and I'm a big fan of her. Now she's in London. I'm happy that everything that she does in London are going well. So shout out to you, Rena. Thank you so much for writing a review. I really appreciate it a lot, and I hope we can catch up and I can visit you there in London next year, hopefully, or whenever you come back here in Tokyo. Definitely love to see you again. So there you go, everyone. Every week I am going to read a comment or a review or even a question coming from all of you listeners out there. I will pick one every week that we will be featured on our new segment of the show. I think it will also be good if it's a question. It's a good way of interacting to you. If there are questions that you have in mind about certain topics that we had on the show, please feel free to ask, and I will definitely pick the right listeners every week for this segment. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to PureShop.jp for their magical and essential products. I highly recommend, and I myself use, is called Face Care Oil. It's very aromatic. The oil itself contains soy oil, argan oil, apricot kernel oil, jojoba oil, and lavender oil. I use this oil before I go to bed. Just spread it around my face and I feel so relaxed and I'll be able to sleep so good. So definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. All the products at pureshop.jp are all organic. There's plenty of stuff that you would like. Thank you, pureshop.jp. I am beyond grateful for all of you for tuning in again to another episode of the podcast. Once again, thank you so much for your love, kindness, and support. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to all your friends. Text your friend about this podcast. Share it on your Instagram stories or share it in your Facebook or even Twitter. I will appreciate it a lot if you tag me too when you share this podcast. I'd love to hear from you, so please comment. Share your thoughts about this episode today. And if it's your first time listening to my podcast, do me a favor to please subscribe. And if you haven't subscribed yet and been listening to my podcast, why are you not subscribed yet? Please subscribe so that you'll be able to be updated about every Tuesday's episode. It will make me happy if you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or even just a rating. Again, every week, I will select a review to be featured on the podcast. So I'm looking forward to your reviews and ratings on Apple Podcasts. I love you guys so much. Always grateful for you for being here with me. May you all have the best week ahead. Sprinkle kindness wherever you go. See you next week on another Breakfast with Tiffany show.